In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Kiah, and as we just heard, this reading of this blessed day is about the annunciation of the coming of the Lord Christ through Saint Mary, the mystery of incarnation that we celebrate during this blessed season. And we hear the angel greeting Saint Mary today, saying to her, "Blessed are you among women." It is the same greeting also that Saint Mary heard from Saint Elizabeth, as if the heavenly and the earthly are all agreeing on praising and blessing our Virgin Mother by the same, "Blessed are you among women." So the Church in her wisdom also reflected on the blessedness of our Mother and put in through the prayers and praises many meanings that the Mother of God reflects for us. So let us see how the Church is thinking about Saint Mary, how the Church believes about her, and how the Church is teaching us that we share also the heavenly and the earthly in praising and blessing our Blessed Mother. The first meaning is calling Saint Mary the reasonable gate. We hear this in the third litany of the first watch, saying, "Oh, the reasonable gate of life. She is the gate, through her came Christ, and Christ is life, as we all know." And this is something that's interesting, that through her, the Logos who gives life to the world came to us. But what is different about her and any other gate? She is the only gate that the Lord needed permission to go through. God can go anywhere as he wishes. Everything is his creation, and as we see, while he was on earth, he came through the doors of the upper room, and everything opens for him. He is the creator, the Pontocrator, but she is the only person that who needed to give permission for him as life to come to us. When she agreed at the end of the initiations and submitted, when she said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord." Another meaning also that she reflects is being the ladder of Jacob. If you ever looked at the dome, you can see somebody here who is asleep, and this is Jacob dreaming about a ladder. And in this ladder, he saw God is coming through it, and the angels are going down and up. So we call her in Tuesday, Theotokia, "You are the ladder which Jacob saw sit firmly on the earth, reaching to heaven." The ladder is serving both ways. Through her comes God to us, and through her, our prayers goes up to heaven as well. The Church saw also in Saint Mary being the field where the treasure is. We hear the Lord Christ likening the kingdom of heaven to a treasure hidden in a field. And he says, "Which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Then the Church sees in this field that she is Saint Mary. And speaking about Joseph the carpenter, saying, "He found our Savior Jesus in your womb. You give birth to him for the world so he might save us." She was the field. The treasure is the Lord Christ himself. And Saint Joseph is the man who found this treasure in her. So she is the field where the treasure is. She is also, as the Church sees her, as the swift cloud. We hear in the book of Isaiah, "Behold, the Lord rise on a swift cloud and will come into Egypt," a prophecy about the flee of the Holy Family to Egypt. The Church sees in this a type of Saint Mary, the swift cloud. So on Wednesday, Theotokia, we hear this, "You are the light cloud that had led us to the rain of the coming of the only begotten God." Being the cloud, from her come the rain, and the Lord Christ is the one who comes to nourishes and nurtures the whole world. This is some of the meanings. Also, we go into another meaning is for Saint Mary, as the Church sees her, as the rational paradise. The difference here for her is that she is the paradise for the second Adam. We know that we came through Adam, the first one, and also we are reborn to the second Adam, that's the Lord the Christ. Then the Church says to her, "Hail to the rational paradise of Christ, who became the second Adam for the sake of Adam, the first man." Look here at the likeness Adam, the first man, was created and he stayed in a place called the paradise or the garden of Eden. And now the second Adam is coming and his paradise is Saint Mary. So she is the rational paradise. Another meaning also being the uniting place. In the Wednesday Theotokia we say this, hail to the uniting place of the unparted natures that came together in one place without ever mingling. In this verse, in this Theotokia, speaking about the nature of Christ being fully human and fully divine, having one nature after the union, this is something that made always the Copts strong in their faith, understanding what does it mean exactly for the incarnation to take place through Saint Mary. So is the uniting place. Actually, in Arabic, the uniting place is translated the lab, ma'mal, antihiya ma'mal al-ittihad. The uniting place where nature's divinity and humanity comes to one place without mingling, without confusing each other, without changing or altering the nature of each of other natures. See, she is also the bridal chamber. In the same Theotokia of Wednesday, we hear this, hail to the bridal chamber, decorated in every way for the true bridegroom who united with humanity. As if like she is a room where the groom came and he married to our nature, humanity. She is the bridal chamber that allowed the groom to come and be married to our nature through the mystery of incarnation. How amazing, again, is the reflection about Saint Mary and how the church, while praising her, praising at the same time the mystery of incarnation. She is also the rational bush. We are familiar with this one. We say to her in Wednesday Theotokia as well, hail to the rational bush of the nature which the fire of his divinity did not burn any of it. As Moses saw the bush in the wilderness of Sinai, fire is united itself to a bush without consuming or burning her. She is the bush. She is the human being who is able to have him, the divinity in her without being hurt or consumed by it. Look at all of these meanings. These are not the only meanings that we use in order to praise and bless Saint Mary. It gives an idea about how the church understood well the mystery of incarnation, how we praise her because of this mystery, and we are using these kinds of metaphors in order to bring to us the meaning. What is our relationship with the Holy Virgin Mary? In other denominations where they do not understand this, they accuse us, saying that you are praying to Saint Mary. You are worshiping her as God. And as you heard, all of what we spoke about today is actually praising the mystery of incarnation, blessing her as commanded, as she prophesied. We are not doing anything towards Saint Mary that we are taking from the honor of God. So what is our relationship with her? We bless her with the heavenly host as per her prophecy. She said, for behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. This is what we do. And as I said, our praises are for the mystery of incarnation, her virtue as the chosen mother of God. We also ask for her prayers and intercession before her beloved son. We don't pray to Saint Mary. We ask for her prayers on our behalf. When we say, again, intercede for the peace of the world, for you are our hope, O Theotokos, asking all the times for her prayers, knowing that her prayers are acceptable before the Lord Jesus. Also, we look up to her to learn from her example. How many times we spoke and we're still speaking about her humility, her submission, her purity, her silence, her service. She is the model of a human being who had all of this honor and lived with this kind of meekness and humility. Again, today, when we are celebrating the Annunciation or reminding ourselves with this event, we are remembering God's goodness, we are praising Him, and also are blessing our Holy Mother, that through her came this great gift to humanity. May the Lord always accept her prayers and intercession on our behalf, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.